I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab. Joining me is Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Schneider.
Joe, I know you're a Gladiator, right? You're a big Scandal fan.
Yeah.
Yes. So the news that Shonda Rhimes is actually pulling up stakes and leaving Disney ABC and heading over to Netflix is a pretty big deal, pretty big headline. Joe, what does this mean for fans of the show?
Oh, it means nothing for fans of the show because the show will continue to air on ABC. What it does mean is for fans of Shonda that if they want to see her next joints, they're going to have to go on over to Netflix. And actually not even her next ones, because she actually still has a few shows in development at ABC and that are actually ordered to series. So there's still going to be Shonda on ABC for quite a while, including Grey's Anatomy, which will outlive all of us. But for Shonda fans, you're going to have to do what everyone else does and subscribe to Netflix.
Well, this is part of a trend of big broadcast talent moving over to the streaming side of things. Chuck Lorre, who, of course, is one of the executive producers of hits like The Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men and you know, has been the titan of sitcoms on the broadcast side, is also now developing and producing shows for Netflix as well. Is this a brain drain, or are we seeing more of broadcast and cable's biggest, best and brightest moving to the other side? And what does this mean for broadcast TV?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is Shonda Rhimes, as far as I'm concerned, didn't leave ABC. She left broadcast television. This was sort of, you know, the Brexit of big showrunners. It was a disexit from Disney. And what it was is it says that basically there are too many downsides to doing network TV. You have to fit your show into certain thematic patterns. You have to fit it into a certain running time that's increasingly getting shorter because networks are putting more commercials in. You can't say certain things because of advertisers who get upset and because of the government that gets upset. There are all these rules that you have to play by. And Netflix offers a whole new playground for creators and a whole new form. You know, it's, you know, it used to be, remember, and it's still the case, that sometimes big television stars like a George Clooney, a Chris Pratt, they get famous on TV and then they leave to do movies because movies are seen as the next big thing.
Right.
Well, that's what's happening now, is if you get big enough, you leave TV and you go to Netflix.
Now, so this announcement came just days after another sort of earth-shattering announcement in the industry, which is Disney announced that they're pulling their movies off of Netflix once their most recent deal expires, and they're creating their own platforms, one for ESPN and one that's going to be more focused on family-friendly fare, the Disney movies, Disney Channel fare, Disney XD, all that kind of stuff. So
the Schneider kids will be demanding this.
Yes, exactly. So I will be plopping down however much they're going to be taking my money in a few years. But this feels a little tit for tat, that there's a lot going on here with Disney sort of moving one direction and now Netflix, of course, taking talent and going another direction. Is this, you know, sort of an arms race? Are we seeing a real talent sort of battle?
I don't think it's a battle between Disney and Netflix as much as it is between companies simply deciding we have to control our own destinies and our own fates. You know, Disney wants to be able to own and stream and distribute its content everywhere, right? And that means it needs to own the shows that it makes and puts on ABC and then where you see them afterwards. And that includes putting shows on a streaming service. Same thing, Netflix. They want to own all their shows. They got started buying up other people's stuff. That was good for a while. It got people hooked in. But now, sort of the way that cable networks did back in the 80s and 90s, when they were born on reruns, you used to watch cable, it was all reruns of network shows. Now it's all originals.
Yeah.
That's what Netflix is doing. Everyone is controlling their own destiny. And you know what? There's plenty of money out there that apparently that we consumers have to spend, and they're all going to mine it, and everyone will be fine if they've got good content.
Well, I suppose to some degree that's true. But, you know, as a consumer, we're going to be just shelling out money in different ways. Maybe we're not spending, $100 a month for cable, but we are spending $8.99 for this and $9.99 for that. And we're buying Netflix and we're buying Disney and we're buying CBS All Access and Hulu and Amazon. So ultimately, we're still spending a lot of money for content just in different ways.
And a lot better content, though, on our own schedules rather than being dictated to when we watch it and how.
Thanks as always, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire. This is Screen Grab.